All right, we're on to the gratitude episode. So I just had an argument with my brother. It's weird, you've always got... weird about families, there's always one person I'm beefing with. So feel good with everyone. And never imagined I'd be beefing with this brother, but it's in terms of growing up. We sort of... I don't know how to put it. You sort of just don't... what's the word? Don't get it anymore. You know, you go, like, the family patterns where I think the only way you can talk is he's still messaging me about Bitcoin. I'm like, I don't care. I took an interest in it 3 years ago. You slapped me down when I took an interest then. I took an interest maybe 2 years ago. You slapped me down. You just get... It's so weird. He's just a confirmed weirdo. And this is the gratitude exercise I'm doing. I've got a photo of him as a baby in front of me now. Where I go, how can I call that guy a weirdo? He is weird, though. But you look at him and you go, weirdo. I don't know. Weirdo. Or am I the weirdo? Or are we all weirdos? Although I got him calling me cunt. I got him calling me the C-word via text message. I'm like, bro, fucking call me. Although I haven't called him. Actually, I do call him. I did make efforts to call him. He was dismissive of it. This is the gratitude, mind you. I did make efforts to do it. I did. He was dismissive of it. He was dismissive of me. I just find that. Sorry, I'm doing the honest way. And you've actually got to follow these angry paths where you go, no, dude, actually dismissive. No, it's not actually about Bitcoin at all. I'm sorry, it's not. It's a little superiority thing. That's the only way it makes any sense, logically. Because he's, how am I going to get into Bitcoin arguments? He's like, the whole point of it is self-accountability, self-reliance. I can't teach it to you. I go, this is the one thing in the world where a guy takes an interest in it, you go, all right, tell me. He's like, well, I'm not fucking telling you. You gotta learn it yourself. Bitcoin. Bitcoin. that's what it's all about, man. Yeah, okay. It's self-accountability. I can't teach it to you, man. You go, that's the one thing in planet Earth where you go, I can't teach it for you, man. I can't teach it to you, man. Oh, what was the other... I try to imagine. I play guitar. Imagine a person asking me for advice on how to play guitar. I'd tell them how to go about it. I'd shortcut them a lot of the pain. I'd go, hey, man... Do spider exercises. Here's an E chord. You can make a song as soon as you have an E chord. So learn that. You make a song. Boom. E chord. And as soon as you're making songs, then you have momentum. Then a G. And the C, there's only like six chords you really need to know, the cowboy chords. So six chords, six strings, pretty simple to start out. That can get you to a decent level. Like that can get you past the, what's it called? And yeah, they didn't learn it. What's the word? They didn't learn it. So I'm just going, was I wrong for calling my brother a weirdo? I'm looking at a baby photo. I'm looking at a baby photo of him now. I go, he is a weirdo. Absolute weirdo. But today's theme is gratitude. So I'm gonna think about all the things I'm grateful for about my brother. I'm struggling at the moment. Where you just go, this guy's weird. So weird. I haven't had a conversation with him about anything but Bitcoin in maybe, I don't know, 5 years? Like, he has children. He has children. He doesn't even talk about his children. You're like, what the fuck?
No, Bitcoin, man. It's all about Bitcoin.
Okay, I'm interested in Bitcoin.
No, you've got to learn it yourself.
What?
No, you've got to learn it yourself. I'm interested in Bitcoin.
I do think it comes down to the big bro element. He feeds the need, feels the need to big bro me. What's my side of the street on that? Because as the little bro, you do have a bit, you do develop a bit of an inferiority complex, which I've carried around for a long time, where you do feel inferior.
But yeah, this guy's so sarcastic.
he's so sarcastic, and he would put you down all the time. I almost sent him a message yesterday being like, hey man, what was it? Hey man, check out the new pod. It's a message I sent him. And then I deleted it because I was like, I think I said in the podcast that he could buy equity in it. And I was like, oh, nah, I don't want to say that. I don't want him to hear that. Because I did the artist's way. And you got to make a circle. I said, don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. Join Don't Quit Your Daydream. It's absolutely going off in there. It's awesome. But in Don't Quit Your Daydream, no, in The Artist's Way, which is inspired by Don't Quit Your Daydream, you have to make a circle of everyone who's supportive of your creative endeavors and everyone. Like a big circle, like people you can tell about your creative endeavors, and you'll be like, okay, they'll support me. I had zero people in there. I was like, I have no one in here that I feel comfortable reaching out to be like, hey, I'm doing this. No one. Had zero people in there. So it's like, that's bad. And my brother saw one of my YouTube videos where I was bad-mouthing my family. Which he doesn't know that the whole point of that was there was a guy who, oh my God, I've covered this in so many episodes, I just realized, but there was a guy who was going to hang himself, and I was like, hey man, you need to start speaking the truth about things. So it's like, hey, I'll do it. I'll badmouth my family. My dad, I'll talk about my dad. Love my dad, great guy. I'll talk about my mom. I'll talk about my other brother. And he was like, I almost sent this to my family members. I almost did that. I was like, hey, buddy, I could have badmouthed you in that also. In fact, I almost did. I almost did. I ran out of time. It's like, no, I'm getting a bit too into the weeds here. Where you go, yes, I had this brother who, just anything you did, he'd goof on. He'd just goof on it. You go, that is the big brother thing. And this episode is gratitude. So I'm going to get out all the poison. And then I'm going to really spend a lot of time going, what am I grateful for about this man? So he'd goof on everything. Absolutely everything, you know? So he's goofing on my YouTube. He's like, hey man, I've seen your YouTube. Because I called him a weirdo. He is a fucking weirdo. He's like, hey man, I've seen what you're doing. Who cares? You're weird. I'm like, bro, and this is the thing as well. You've always got to remember that these people are very dismissive of their own aspiration, their own lives. So from my point of view, this is a man who being perceived as intelligent is very important to him. You go, why are you smart? And he goes, I know about Bitcoin. You go, okay, cool. Do you want to do anything with your life besides Bitcoin? He's like, no, I want to be... Sorry, I almost went into bad-mouthing him again. He was like, no, I want to... What do I want to do? Yeah, All right, man. All right, man. I don't know, you just observe him. So I'm looking at photos of all my 9 brothers as babies now. You just go, what happened? Could never have imagined there being a point in my life where I didn't want to speak to my brother, like, at all. I had zero interest in doing it. So I was going to call him to practice my discovery calls. So I've already done these with people. You guys can use these if you want. So I was going to call him. Be like, hey, I'm just starting out. I need to practice this. I was going to do that. I just imagined the conversation, though. I just imagined him being like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was just like, oh, he's not going to be supportive or helpful of it at all. So, hey, Michael, I'll do an impression of what would have happened. Hey, Michael, so I'm practicing my discovery calls. So it's just to see if you're a good fit to help people. That's it. And sort of punch us through to view audience members as people, you know?
So, hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing today? So, yeah, just could you run through this for me? Treat it like a real thing. Hey, Michael, how are you doing today? No, enthusiastically. Hey, Michael, how are you doing today?
Well, yeah, good, man. Bitcoin. Have you finally come to talk to me about Bitcoin?
No. Great. I'm just practicing my discovery calls. I told you that before. Okay. So, just how are you doing?
Bitcoin.
No. How are you doing? That's the question.
Bitcoin. You're the idiot. I've been telling you for 10 years to get into Bitcoin. You haven't done it. You're a fucking idiot.
Okay, I'm interested in Bitcoin.
No, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. You're self-reliance. You're a baby. You're a baby to me. I pity you.
That's what he said to me. He's like, I pity you. I'm like, what the... How do you tell another man that you pity them? How do you say that to another man? Sorry, that really set me up. I'm like, what the f... Who says that to someone?
So he's like, no, I pity you. I pity you. I look down on you and I pity you. With everything.
Yeah, okay. Not really looking for pity. I don't think any man is looking for pity ever.
He's like, well, I need someone to pity. I need someone to feel superior to. So sometimes I need to message you to feel superior. That's what I do. That's the whole point of this relationship.
Yeah, okay. I've got fucking zero interest in doing that, bub.
So can we
go back to the script? So, hey, how are you doing? Today, Michael. No, it's, hey, Michael, how are you doing? Enthusiastically. Say that enthusiastically.
Please, just tell me how you're doing. We'll avoid the Bitcoin talk for the moment.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, awesome. Great. And where are you calling from?
Sydney.
Oh, nice. I'm in Brisbane. It's beautiful here.
Brisbane. You come to Sydney. Abandon Brisbane. What are you doing in Brisbane? What are you doing with your life?
Okay, I'll tell you.
I don't care what you're doing with your life. I just like to tell you that you're a fucking idiot. It's the whole relationship. I like you to look up at me, and I like to look down at you.
And okay, man. Okay, that's not. It's not really much in that for me anymore. You know? Because I don't look up to you anymore. That's the harsh truth where you go, I used to look up to you, I no longer do. But anyway, I know we don't have too long, so should we just jump straight in?
No. Bitcoin. We need to talk about Bitcoin. And when are you coming to Sydney? When are you catching a 12-hour... train ride to Sydney to visit me? What do you do? Never.
I'm never doing that.
No, you have to do that. You have to come to Sydney. You have to look up at me and admire me. I have to tell you what to do with your life. I have to be like, hey, man, your life's what you're doing with your life is wrong. You need to stop what you're doing. You need to...
I think I covered this in another episode.
He's like, I just wish you would get a family. I just wish you'd get a 9-to-5. I just wish you'd get into Bitcoin. I just wish you'd...
Hey, Michael. Sorry, this is a weird tangent. Where it's like, hey, man, I finally got a job. I got the job I wanted. Are you happy about that?
No. No, I'm not happy about that. I'm going to be weird. When I call you, I'm not even gonna congratulate you. I'm gonna go, you're thinking about buying an apartment?
And I'm going to remember that. I'm gonna be like, oh, this guy does not care about my success at all. Prefers it when I'm beneath him.
know, I need someone to pity. I like to pity you.
Okay, not really looking to be pitied. I don't think anyone is. I don't think any man is. So you're saying you don't view me as a man. Which is offensive.
Because
back to the honest way, spend time with people who respect you and treat you well is an absolute banger of a quote. So do that. Yeah, I don't think he respects me. He clearly doesn't respect me. I don't think I respect him either. That's the other sad point, where you've got to be around people you respect and treat well. So how am I going to get this back to gratitude? Perfect. So my goal at the moment is to really understand my audience so I can figure out how I can help them better. So if it's cool with you, I'll run through a string of questions I have for you about your life, your goals, and things like that. It should be fun.
I'm just gonna... What is it? Bitcoin.
Okay, don't you have a family? No. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself there.
Perfect. So my goal at the moment is to really understand my audience so I can figure out I can help them better. So if it's cool with you, I'll run through a string of questions I have for you about your life, your goals, and things like that. It should be fun. Ew. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying? Ew. What are you doing? Oh my god, you're trying to do something. Ew.
And I see a baby photo of him, and I go, oh my god, amazing guy. What's wrong with that? What happened to him? And they go, oh no, he's there. I saw what happened. So yeah, can we just try this? I think it'll help. Please? You know what? I don't think I can do this with you. Alright, great. And by the way, if you hear me typing, it's because I'm just making a few notes. Bit, we'll just start with some basic questions. So, what does a day in the life of Michael look like? Walk me through what an average day looks like for you. See, this would have been interesting because I know nothing about my brother. I know nothing about him. Absolutely nothing. So it'd be like,
hey, wake up, hey.
What does he even do? I don't know what he does. Oh, he has a newborn child. So I think he might talk about that. I am doubtful he would mention that.
I wake up. I message you about Bitcoin. I message you about Bitcoin. I look at Bitcoin graphs. I go onto Instagram. I don't know what I do on Instagram, even though I tell you, you need to get off of YouTube. I go, hey, you're an idiot for being on YouTube.
Even though I post pictures of my children on Instagram. Ugh. Sorry. That's where you just go, what is this guy's weird. He's a weirdo. He's an absolute weirdo.
Hey, you're doing something. You shouldn't do that. Stop doing that.
All right, I'm going to go upstairs. It's going to be a change of location. See how it goes.
Oh my god, where are my keys?
know what? It's not going to be a change of location. Because I got a mess. I got a video from a guy who I think this... I want this guy in my mastermind. Which, should be good. Should be good. Should be good. Yeah, because that's how it works. And just do it. So this guy drew forward. Drew the great drew forward. Maybe he will be in my mastermind. Who knows? So this guy, he talks about how, like, he was nervous filming in front of his friends because they'd never seen him do that. He's like, do it 100 times and he won't be nervous. This is the gratitude episode. I should have said that, but now I'm just like caught in that argument of like,
now here's how I win that argument. I go, hey buddy, I was doing this course the artist way, and it pains me to inform you that I made a circle of people I consider supportive of my life, and you're not fucking in it, bud. You're not in it. Huh? You're not there. So, that's why I don't talk to you about anything. Because I had to sit down and think about who do I consider supportive? And you were at the outer limits of, oh, no, this guy is destructive. This guy will tear me down. If I ever try to do anything with my life. And then he'll be like, oh no, I want to, I just pity you. I need you there to pity. I need you there to pity, man. Maybe I should send this to my brother. Hey, Michael, this is the gratitude podcast. I'm looking at things to be grateful for about you and your fucking personality.
Oh, I shouldn't say his name.
And the funny guy. He's hilarious.
Hilarious guy. What else?
Hilarious. Funny. He used to read to me as a child. He gave me my first drink. there's a weird resentment that comes out with you. This fucking guy. Hey, 13-year-old little brother. You want to come drink with me? You fucking, how old were you then? 13. Oh, you must have been 18. No, 18. 13, 14. Sorry, all the weird resentments come out from childhood where you go, this guy fucking destroyed my ankle. He did that because he saw me doing backflips on a trampoline and it threatened him because he's a coward and he would never do that. So he's like, all right, I'll double bounce him here. And I destroyed my ankle and my... That is the nexus of my descent. I blame him. I blamed him. This is insane. Where I blamed him for my athletic decline. Where I was like, my ankle was never the same after that. Which, you know, I think that is mental. I could strengthen my ankles. But you go, no, I'm going to hold on to that resentment from childhood. But you go, I had a six-pack, I could do backflips. I think I was faster than him, which is insane.
No, I can't have been faster than him. I think I actually was. No, I can't be. destroy it. Actually, this is something to be grateful for. He whipped me with a towel, and that is the nexus of my huge testicle.
Where, hey, man, you're getting out of the shower. Why don't I just whip you in the testicle? You know, that thing? Okay, what the?
So these are all the resentments that come out. But you have to transmute this.
You have to transmute this, Joel. So you go, what is this?
And then I had another brother who would always, like, try to fight him. And at the time, I was like, that's weird. And then you grow up and you're like, oh, no, that's not weird. It's not weird at all. What's weird is him being, like, so sarcastic and putting everyone down and be like, hey, you can't
respond to me violently. You can't do it. That's not how this works. I get to treat you like my inferior. And you can never... violence is lame.
Yeah, no, buddy. I think I might have to fuck you up. And I definitely could. Is the weird thing. You go, hey, buddy, last time we fought, I did fuck you up.
And you go, no, I can't remember that. And I go, yeah, that's because I fucked you up. And he's like, no, what are you talking about?
No, and then I just got inhibited, self-conscious about the fact I'm talking and there's someone else in the other room.
You go, oh, man, I think that it might
upset them. Sorry, this is just like the weird things that go on in my mind when I'm talking. Very, very bluntly.
Don't actually care. I don't care anymore.
Should I get back to the practice? I get back to the practice of it all, man. So...
Oh, they probably just think I'm on the phone.
So anyway... what was it? Where was I?
So those were a couple of other resentment, other huge resentment. Get them all out. Where you go, this guy showed me two girls, one cup.
You go, who does that? I think I was 14. He definitely was 18. Definitely was an adult there. You go, who does that? What a fucking weirdo. Why would you do that? You're 18. And I go, you're 18. Like, I just can still see that. And you go, oh, this guy.
So those are a few of the resentments. What is...
Did we go into more resentments?
So what is an average day...
Back to the questions.
So what does a day in the life of Michael look like? Walk me through what an average day looks like for you. Bitcoin, Instagram, working a job I hate and brings me no passion or joy, getting yelled at by my wife, okay, all right, that's okay, I need to listen to, I should listen to you and muddle your life, because that sounds amazing.
I know, so connect and acknowledge to show listening.
For example, oh man, congrats on the beautiful baby.
No, I say that sincerely. Congrats on the new baby. Man, congrats on the beautiful family. Man, congrats on the beautiful family. So what's your main priority right now? topic wise, what's the top? What topic should I see? I don't even know what he does. What are your goals around topic? Oh, you know what? He did try to get me a job. I just remembered all the good things. He did get me a job trial at where he worked. He was obsessively trying to get me a job at his employment. He did that for a long time. So that was cool. So swings and roundabouts. And I think I embarrassed him. So, yep, he did help me. You know what? Maybe it's me who just ignores all the... That's how it works, where you forget all the good things and you just focus on the negative is about people. Should I send this to him? Should I send this to him? That would be funny. He's not in the circle. I just remembered he's not in the circle of people to trust with creative endeavors. So I don't think I should send it to him. So what's your main priority right now?
I'm gonna wait until Bitcoin hits and then I can tap dance over your grave.
Okay, that's a weird life goal. Why does your life goal involve me being beneath you still?
Like, can't I be good in this dream of yours? No, you're gonna be beneath me.
That's what annoys me. I was like, hey man, let's be partners here in this endeavor. And I was like, nope, horrible, horrible mistake. Horrible mistake. You've got a family. What about being a good father?
Maybe I'll be a good father. I don't know. Bitcoin. I don't want to talk to you about anything besides Bitcoin. It's the only thing I'm going to ever talk to my brother about.
You know what?
Yes. Only you. Because my wife has forbidden me from mentioning Bitcoin, so I have to talk to you about it. That's how that works.
You go, okay, that has to be why he talks to me about it. Where you're like,
no, I try to talk to my wife about it. She's like, no, I don't care. And I'll fucking leave you if you talk about it again. She's made that ultimatum.
I'm assuming. That's a huge assumption. But
if you ever mention Bitcoin to me again, I'm going to leave you and move back.
To wherever. To parts unknown. Just realize there is always one person I'm beefing with in my family. You know what? I'm actually imagining that my brother goes back onto that thing, sees it, and then disses me and goes, hey, you suck. And I'd be like, oh, that would actually motivate me so much more. That probably would be good for me.
Because here's the other resentment that comes out. I remember being at a park with him.
And I line up from the halfway line to shoot, playing soccer. I'm awesome at soccer.
And you go, go, no, I was only good because I had brothers to practice with all the time. That's why I was so much better than people. And as a child, you're just like, I'm better than people. But you go, no, my brothers helped me. We had a lot of fun playing together. Gratitude. Let's get all the gratitude out. Let's get all the gratitude out. I don't need him. That's what it came down to, where you're like, oh, I don't actually, I think that's just like a healthy growth thing where you go, I don't actually need him. I think he is the most destructive person in my family to be around. In hindsight. That can't be true. I think it is actually true. But they always say, like, if an enemy gives you a... what is it? Sugar, you won't take it. But if a friend gives you poison, you're in real trouble. So, like, be very careful of your friends. So everyone else I sort of identified as, like, I'm never listening to you on anything ever. But sort of listen to that guy. And you go, ah, this guy... I don't trust his motivations. But there you go, what are my motivations? So it all comes back to me, doesn't it? You're like, what are my motivations? What are my motivations? Success, that's it. I want my success, I want his success, I want everyone around me to win. So you can either win with us or watch. What is it? You can either win with us or watch us win. DJ Khaled. So there, I'm literally the golden boy child of my family. Love it. What else? You know what else? I go back to it where I go. There was a pattern. There you go. Any time he got a girlfriend, he'd just forget you existed. Okay, but like with everyone, I think he had a friend who was like, "Oh, that's weird. I no longer consider you a friend." So. Kind of his move, where you go, oh, we're not actually friends. We're just, Yeah, is that true? I think it is, man. And I go, he's just had a baby. This is when I decide, I'm like, you know what, masks off, I don't care. You know, what is the alternative with this stuff, man? What is the alternative with this stuff? Just let go, man. I'm gonna let go. I don't actually care anymore. That's the thing. You just go, the magic. Sorry. This is supposed to be gratitude, isn't it? Thank you. There's still so much anger, though. And I
need to get it out. I need to get it out. So get it out. And then I'll change. Well, this is the weirder thing where you go. I remember seeing my dad and was like, I think this is the last time I'm ever going to see my dad. I thought that at the time when we were on a holiday. I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to see him again. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I also had that same thought with my brother. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to see this guy again. Do you even want to? Yeah, I do, but is it worth it? Nah, not really. We go, what is it, like every 3? Yeah, like the amount of bandwidth it would take to keep that relationship up in the air. Is it like the risk cost? No, cost reward analysis where you go, I don't think the costs are worth it. Which is true. And go back to more of the gratitude stuff where
so this is the gratitude theme. Grateful for that.
Now I'm imagining like death blows, I could say in this argument. See, that's the thing about the law of attraction, which is where the gratitude theme all comes up. Where you don't like, I don't like talking about the law. It is the law. I believe it was Marcus Aurelius who said there is one law which governs. I'm going to paraphrase here, but he was like, there is one law. There's a little bit of a question in my audience where they're like, which law is he talking about, man? I go, I think it is the law of attraction. That is the one law. Everyone else was like, love. I go, nah. Attraction. Like for like, birds of a feather. What was my point even going to be on that? When you get up, when you keep going. No, that wasn't my point at all. We're gonna, you know, it is my move. We'll come back to that later.
Subconscious mind, could you please tell me the answer? How that was gonna relate?
The magical to-do list. Oh, that gratitude is the highest vibration. So that's how it relates to the law. Like, when you're grateful for things, amazing things will start happening in your life, which I have experienced, so I know this works. I know this works. It's beyond belief to me. I know it works. I'll give you one example where a woman found $50 while I was walking down the street, just blowing in the wind at work. That was weird. When I was doing these exercises from, I don't even want to say the book name because I like to keep it secret. There's a little. You should be able to work out which book it is from that. It's not the secret. It is not the secret. It's by the same author. It's by the same author, though. So good.
There. I'll try my brother's approach. Right? Hey, on your gratitude episode, I'm interested in hearing about the book you were doing. No. What the f-
I thought
because you were talking about it, you had an interest. Nope. Do your own research. Took me 10 years to figure this out. You think I'm going to spoon feed you? And you go, you could just give me the book name. Nope. I'm just going to wave around the fact that I'm grateful and the amazing effects it's had on my life
in front of you.
So funny, man.
It's so funny, it makes you want to cry. I could go the rest of my life without seeing him. Jeez Louise, I never thought that would happen. Which I'm almost about to cry over that. Where you go, I think I could. I actually think I, oh my word. I think I will. Oh my word. That's although I thought that about another brother.
I'm looking up at a baby photo of him and you go, no, I could never.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about him. Joe, this is amazing. This is gonna be the best podcast ever made.
You know what, man? What's better? What's better to think about?
Because then you start going, what have I done for this guy? I only gave him the funniest laughs of his life, his entire life. It was my whole...
That was the whole relationship. Me being like,
hey, man, I'll try to impress you. I'll be funny. You need money to move to Sydney, I'll give you that. Which I'm guaranteeing he doesn't even remember. Because why would you remember the good people do for you?
So I think I've got all the poison out. Now I've got to remember the good. So why is that? Okay, so what's your main priority right now? Being a good father. What are your good goals around being a father? I don't really have any goals. Well... what would it look like? Like, what does being a good father look like to you?
Just being there all the time, being, you know, helpful.
Okay. Why is that important to you?
I guess my father wasn't really there a lot, and I had to fight my father in the kitchen. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but I was there. It's hard not to break the fourth wall sometimes in these calls. Yeah, I was there. It was weird.
And, but yeah, what would your like look like after you achieve that goal? You know, I just started thinking about my own goals on this sales call. I'm like, forget his goals. Who cares? I'm going after my goals. I'm on a stage, baby. What has been the biggest challenge for you in being a good father? If he was honest, he'd be like, I'm a fucking drunk. If he was honest. I've got zero idea whether he drinks anymore or not, but I know he said he did, but hopefully. Zero idea.
Maybe his drinking's under control now. Who knows? I mean, I was there when I saw him. What did he do? I'm not even going to talk about it. I did see things. There you go. This guy has a problem.
And I did actually try to broach it with him once. So how long have you been dealing with being a fucking drunk?
I guess the first time I had a drink ever, I was like, it was the interior's missing jigsaw. I finally felt comfortable in my own skin. Okay.
All right. So yeah, that sucks. Like, you don't actually have to do that, you know? It's probably the worst thing to do. So what are you currently doing to achieve that goal of being the world's best father? Are you kind of on the first steps right now?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I'm just, you know, time. Making no efforts to do anything. I don't, like, from my point of view, I don't think it's accidentally going to happen.
So, are you getting results? Are you happy with things, how things are progressing?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so what do you think is missing at this moment to make this happen?
No, I said I was happy, but you're not happy.
What? You're definitely not. What do you think you need?
I don't know.
Support. If I gave you a solution to this problem, so you could be the best father ever without losing any time, would you be interested in something like that?
No, because I don't believe in you. You can't help me. I'm your superior.
All right, I'm just gonna ignore that. At this stage, you have three choices. Your choice depends on your confidence. If you have an existing offer and a lead's conviction, your first 5 to 10 calls, you should not pitch. You should, unless you're extremely confident, use them to collect information, build out a target, out an offer that targets your audience, increase confidence, and pitch them on the second. Sweet. I have something that would help with you with this, but it isn't currently available. I would love to share you this with you in the future as a thank you for your time to date. Would you be interested in being added to my private waitlist when this is ready? No pressure, but you will lock in some exclusive bonuses with it. No, I don't want it. Okay, all right. So, sweet, I currently have 10 spots left in my program right now. Would you be interested in hearing more about this program and how it can help you make this happen?
No.
Okay. 4. Where's four? One, two, three. Oh, this is four. Okay, awesome. I know you're busy, Michael, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's an absolute pleasure meeting you today. Thanks again for your time, and let's chat again soon. Alright, talk to you later. Bye-bye!
Could I actually help him? Nope. I couldn't help him.
Realize that.
Couldn't help him, but beyond being a great example in life. But yeah, what am I grateful for Michael? So I'm back to the photos. And this is how you magically... This is from the book. I'm not going to name it. Do your own research. Do your own research, man. From this book, talks about, I did call him a weirdo first. I was like, stop talking to me about Bitcoin. So I did send the first barb, which I think was for the best. What am I grateful for? So I think I'll actually do the exercise. Michael, I'm looking at him now. Michael, I'm grateful for you reading to me as a boy. It's very nice of you. Michael, I'm going for 10 things. Michael, I'm grateful for you getting me a trial at your job. Michael, I'm grateful for you taking me on your honeymoon with you. That was cool. Michael, I'm grateful for... I'm at four. I'm at four. I'm at four. Come on, brain. Come on, brain. Don't let me down. We're going for 10. Michael, I'm grateful for... I was about to say all the beers you bought me, but not really. In hindsight... Michael, I'm grateful for visiting me in hospital. Michael, I'm grateful for visiting me when I was at my absolute lowest point in life. Michael, I'm grateful for... what am I grateful for? Michael, I'm grateful for... Michael, I'm grateful for... what am I gonna say? Michael, I'm grateful for... what am I grateful for? Playing sports with me as a child. Michael, I'm grateful for playing video games with me. That was fun, and you'd always help me with levels I struggled with. Michael, I'm grateful for... Michael, and I've actually got to look at the photos of him. Michael, I'm grateful for...
Listening to my podcast and being the, being the person who motivated me to start this awesome, awesome podcast. And we'll go for 11. No, we'll just keep going. Michael, I'm grateful for... 10 is the number. No, keep going. Michael, I'm grateful for... 10 things to be grateful for. Michael, I'm grateful for... Michael, I'm grateful for... Michael, I'm grateful for all the laughs you gave me. Michael, I'm grateful for all the clothes you bought me. Michael, I'm grateful for taking me to Radiohead. Michael, I'm grateful for taking me to Morrissey. Michael, I'm grateful for... I think I'm missing one. Michael, I'm grateful... to have you as a brother. Michael, I'm grateful to for the what am I at? 13. Michael, I'm grateful to have met you. Michael, I'm grateful to have had you in my life. Michael, I am grateful for... what else? Michael. You see, resentments come so easy. Gratitude goes so... It's so... Like, this is the most difficult thing for the noggin. Which makes me think it is the cheat code.
Because I did talk about War and Peace. Maybe I'll do a War and Peace theme.
And in War and Peace, it ends with... No, this isn't how it ends. In War and Peace, there's the scene where Pierre, he's the main guy, he's the Freemason, he's a fat guy, he's a cuckold, he's a, you know... Why is being a cuckold such a theme in the greatest books of all time? That's weird. I just picked up on that. But he talks about... He's in jail. No, he's in prison. It's a clearly thinly veiled allegory for the universe, the prison. If you know enough about the influences Tolstoy was drawing from, where, I mean, he puts it in the books, all the books he was reading, he puts that there.
He puts that there. He's like, all right, this is...
Whole idea is that the universe, whatever, is a prison. And there's certain laws to the prison. And Pierre, when he's in literal prison, is the happiest he's ever been in his life. Once he's just like, all right, I will submit to the laws completely. Submit to being in a prison completely. Yeah, he felt his best period of his life without struggling, without the whatever you say about it. But
and then you're just a fucking drinking buddy to me.
that is the zing I have been sitting on for so long with my brother.
When I just consider you a fucking drinking buddy,
which isn't true. I think that might help him to hear that.
Hey, buddy, maybe I don't know whether you were drinking or not at all. The fact how you reacted to me mentioning another guy was dying from drinking indicates to me that, oh, maybe you do.
I still have a problem with it. But
that is not the law. I'm going against... I don't know if I'm going against the law when I say that.
Just heard something is so significant. That's too... Sorry. I'm doing this thing in the book. I'm not even going to talk about it. And talk about it, be about it, I guess.
All right, hell point. I'll finish you guys off.
The point that Pierre, once he submits to the laws of the prison universe, I think of it as a playpen. It's not a prison to me, it's a playpen. He's amazing, and expressing gratitude is one of the laws of the universe, where life is better when you do it. Life is better when you submit to that law. Oh, hey, let's express gratitude. So I do love my brother.
A lot. Maybe I'm the weirdo.
I don't think I should know. It's just like, he's fucking weird. That's what it came back to. Anyway.
There we are. We've done it. Another one in the books. The gratitude theme. Don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. Apply to join. Absolutely going off in there. All right. Bye.